Q94, Joe Mount of Rock, and the coaches' shows on a free-for-all Freaky Friday. We're in Douglas County with head coach of the Ava Bears, Casey Merrifield. Hey, Coach, how we doing, man?
Doing good, and you?
I'm hanging in there. It's here we are, week four now. SCA play, of course, got underway last week, and you took on the Panthers. That was a surprise when I looked at the score.
Yeah, they hit us in the mouth early and often, and we never responded. You know, I think we're a lot better football team than we showed Friday night, but Mountain Grove is a really, really quality football team, and they did everything they needed to make us look really bad. So hats off to them.
Yeah, well, and you know, and that's all you can do. You move forward. How has this week of preparation went for week two in the SCA?
You know, we're back to the grind. I think after what happened to us Friday night, we realized that we had to get back to some basics, and we haven't tackled and blocked very well the last couple of weeks. So we've been focusing on the little things in football that make you a good football player, and hopefully that pays off this week.
Well, your opponent this week is the Liberty Eagles. They're coming off a road loss to the Thayer Bobcats. And what are you seeing out of them?
Well, you know, obviously, offense runs through Toon. He's an incredible athlete. I hate to see him touch the ball every play. And you know who you got to stop first. You know, you put Rutledge back there beside him. He's a great athlete. They're really big, very physical. When you look at the younger Toon there playing in that sniffer back position, he is a monster. Looks a little too big to play in the SCA, in my opinion, but one of those things that we've just got to be prepared to be very physical. And, you know, everybody thinks that Liberty is a throw-it-around team. And right now I think they just sooner run it down your throat as anything.
Yeah, they run it a lot. I think that's that's their bread and butter. They're going to run it to force defenses to pull in tighter to try and stop the run. And then they've got speed with receivers and then just hit one over the top. But, you know, it's going to be a game tonight where, you know, penalties, turnovers, that's things that got to be cleaned up, isn't it?
Absolutely, yeah, for sure. You know, I think that's the recipe to success anytime you play a football game. You know, there are penalties that happen from high effort, and there are penalties that happen because you're not focused. And as a football coach, you can live with high effort penalties, but you can't live with those lack of focus penalties. And, you know, it's a constant battle to eliminate those.
Yeah, it sure is. And, you know, we may even have to deal with some rain.
Yeah, it's hard to believe, but it does. I guess it is possible for it to rain in southern Missouri right now. I'm a guy, I'm going to have to see it to believe it, so I'm not too concerned about it just yet.
Well, I'm telling you what, the only good thing about how dry it is out there is my golf ball goes a little further.
Hey, I haven't started my lawnmower in 6 weeks, and I'm pretty excited about that.
Right on. Hey, everybody, head coach of the Ava Bears, Casey Merrifield, we appreciate you talking with us, and we'll be seeing you tonight.
Sounds good.